morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And a happy weekend, because we're recording on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, and this is where we would drop our sponsor, if we had one.
Right here?
So, hey guys, don't forget to check out Joe's Laundromat on 3rd Ave.
Is that really where you think we would be going sponsorship-wise?
That's what I hear all the other podcasts do.
Joe's Laundromat?
Oh.
A local laundromat.
It's just a time filler.
No, the time filler was right, but I just think a local laundromat isn't where your expectations should be.
Joe's Laundromat.
All right, well, no, I'm going to do something else during this fake sponsorship time. I want to send everyone, if you're a fan of Juan Epstein, and obviously you're listening, so hopefully you are, I believe that you should nominate us for
Hold on. Some girl who's listening in the car with her boyfriend just said, "What the fuck is this? Bitch, shut your mouth."
Yeah. Shut your bitch mouth.
Shut your fucking cake hole, your lipstick covered cake hole, and pay attention to some real shit. Alright? We about to drop knowledge on your ass, you hating ass bitch. Don't listen to her. Don't put the radio
on.
Fuck
that bitch. Fuck your wife.
Don't put the radio on.
Fuck the music she wants to listen to. Listen, we're saying
this. Oh, play Kid Ink's new song. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, we say this with all due respect, but the woman who you love is a dumb bitch, and we hate her. Okay? Wait, Saif, what if it's a woman who's a fan and it's her annoying husband?
And just switch the roles. Yeah, any race, any fucking sex, just whoever's the fan, thank you. And if you're not the fan, just keep listening. Trust me.
It'll grow on you.
Well, it doesn't get good, but just...
It gets...
Give them an hour.
All right, so I want to send everyone...
No, nominate.
I want us to get nominated for the podcast awards. This is supposedly a legitimate thing.
Okay.
And we've been...
supposedly a legitimate thing.
And we've been doing our damn podcast for like 7 years.
Yeah.
I just found out the other day, my boy Jason Patterson, who's handled the web stuff forever, wrote me and said, we just did last week, Salam Remy, was our... Guess what number podcast it was?
I have no idea.
Just guess. It'd be funny to hear you guess.
400.
Not that. Okay, now you just ruined it.
Oh.
202nd.
Nice.
So we've been doing this podcast for a long time, and it'll be nice to get nominated for an award, and it's like a legitimate thing. So you go to podcastawards.com, and you nominate us. They have a bunch of different categories, and you choose whatever you want, and you nominate us. And I think the category we should be going for here, Saif, cultural arts. Do you think it's cultural arts we're going for? Let me see what it says. It says nominations close on February 2nd, which is pretty soon, isn't it? It's like 10 days.
You fucking asshole. Are you listening to this after February 2nd, you piece of shit?
You can't do shit for us. So if we could go for the GLBT one.
What's that?
I'm guessing gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender.
No, I can't do that.
We don't want to do that one. Okay. What about...
Oh, not that I don't want to. We just can't.
Yeah, I don't have any... People are already offended that you don't want to be a part of that one.
If I was gay, I would be part of it. There's no factors.
I don't know. At the rate...
We did have the gay rapper on this podcast. Go back and listen to all of them and see which one it was.
Because you know what they say. One of them is gay. At least... Saif, if you keep getting thin, if you continue to get thinner, you are going to start qualifying as gay. You're 15 pounds away.
I'm a gay rapper?
Or just being gay. Period. You're going to be in too good shape. No straight man. It takes such good. What is your total pound down now at?
Like 2 pounds away from 50.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's like, I got to be honest, that's like insane. You know, when people say they've lost 50, it's two things.
No, I know.
One, it's a huge accomplishment. And two, if you can even say you lost 50 pounds, it means you are a fat, disgusting animal.
Trust me, I know. It's disgusting.
50?
50. I was 240 when I started.
And you're almost at 190.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You're less than me now.
I put on a pair of jeans yesterday. I went to buy some new jeans. I asked for 36. They didn't have any. We have these 34s.
You tried them on.
I was like, I'll try them.
They fit.
I bought them. Drewski was like, I wear 34.
It wasn't like that tight. Like,
It was a little snug. Yeah, once I get to the goal, it'll be fine. But it was a little.
The goal snug. Is?
Well, now I don't know. 185, maybe. It was 190.
And now how close
is it? 185.
And this is all within the 40 days? No, you started before the 40 days.
Yeah, it's past 40.
You had done like 15, 20 pounds before you started 40 days, right? You were underway. And then you started 40 day reset.
It went back up, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, oh my God. I got to tell you, that is insightful. That is incredible. What changed? Hold on, real quick, Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com. And I think, real quick, category, Sife, I think they should vote for us in cultural and arts.
Okay.
Would that be a good category? Yeah, or entertainment? Yeah. That's probably a tough one. What's the easiest? Let's pick the worst category. And let's try to win that.
Okay. But does it have to be, like, relevant? Like, something we are actually a part of?
Travel. We talk about traveling sometimes. You'll talk about some bitch you were fucking when you were touring with Lil' Kim.
Not me.
Fine. What about, I think cultural arts or people's choice.
Right. There's no, I guess it doesn't break down to, like, hip-hop, right?
No. There's pod like music. Safe music. I don't even know what that means, pod safe music.
Pod safe, you know, because sometimes music just fucks up your pod.
No, I don't understand. No, I don't know what that means.
You never had your pod just fucked up?
I'm going to read this. Please read before you fill out the nomination form. You get to submit the nomination form one time only. Okay. I don't know how to use this fucking mouse. God damn it. Why is my computer broken? Okay. One time only. You have some time to make sure you nominate all of your favorite shows in their respective category. Once you hit submit, you are done for 2015. Note, you can submit two separate shows for People's Choice and Best Produced. So really, you can put us in any category you want. So in my opinion, you should put Juan Epstein in every fucking category you can.
Yeah, but then no one's going to vote. It will just be scattered all over the place.
So we want. So where do we want them all to put them? That's what I've been asking you.
I don't know what the choices are. I'm not looking at your computer screen on this side of the desk.
Entertainment works. Cultural/arts. We're not going to win in comedy. That's unreasonable. No. And People's Choice. People's Choice is going to be, that's too much.
That's
too.
All the categories?
Okay, there's mature. There's sports. There's travel. I'm skipping ones cultural. That are totally relevant.
The cultural one.
Cultural/arts.
Yeah, because right. We do hip hop. We do comedy.
All right.
We do life changing people.
So we would like you to go to podcastawards.com and nominate us for the cultural/arts podcast of the year.
Thank you.
All right. The Juan Epstein podcast. Or should I just type in Juan Epstein or the Juan Epstein podcast? We need to get this be uniform as well.
I think we got to go to the Juan Epstein podcast for something like this.
Okay. Everyone should write the Juan Epstein podcast.
Like, you know when it goes. You know where sometimes it's like a rapper's name in a movie. And then sometimes it's Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And this is like the movie one.
Like sometimes it's some bullshit movie and it's like 50 Cent. But when he stars in it, it's Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Seth. I'm following you. Now here's the thing. It says podcast URL. You think I should go get like the link, the iTunes link?
I always go iTunes. Looks okay. More professional.
All right. I'm going to do that right now. Now, back to your weight loss.
Yeah.
You have to, I mean, when did it... What the fuck is different this time? This is iconic. Program. That was
4-day reset, man.
That's really it?
All right, so you kind of said something to me like this years ago about Weight Watchers.
Okay.
You're like, I think you'll like Weight Watchers because it's like structured. But the problem with Weight Watchers is that their snacks are delicious. So you're supposed to eat one snack and it's 4 points, but I ate
90 of them.
10 snacks. It's the structure. And, you know my OCD. Like, I like things. Like, it tells me what to eat and when to eat it.
And now, you're not out of the 40 days yet?
Yeah, I passed 40 days.
And you're still going.
I'm in the 40-day section of the diet.
By the way, on iTunes, it just says Juan Epstein.
Damn it. Foiled again.
So I think we should just do it Juan Epstein, not the Juan Epstein podcast. So just go to cultural and arts and write Juan Epstein. You'd think they would count both, wouldn't you?
No. You heard of the election? George Bush, Al Gore?
I do. I remember that. Is it like hanging Chad situation?
Excuse me?
Is it like a hanging Chad situation?
I don't know what that is. I'm not political.
Remember the hanging Chads? That was like the things like...
No.
When you voted, people were punching it and... The paper was hanging and they were still counting it. They weren't counting it, like it wasn't punched all the way.
Oh, really?
That's a hanging Chad. You just hearing about this right now?
Yeah, I never heard of that. I don't pay attention to shit like
this. This was in 2000. Dude, that happened a long time ago.
I had a hole in it, but the paper was still there.
Exactly. And those weren't counted and they were supposed to. Are you interested in this?
I am. Conspiracy shit.
So, the discipline. Now you're past the 40 days now, but you're still acting as if you're
the
on.
The doctor told me you stay on this part of the program till you reach your goal. So,
and this part's fairly intense, you would say, right?
Not anymore. It was in the beginning. I got it now. I got it. I got this shit.
Give us the basic rundown. Not every detail, but what is your day like?
All right, today. All right. Well, yesterday. Yesterday for breakfast, I had, well, you wake up, drink water.
How much?
20 ounces.
Right
20,
away.
30 ounces right away.
Right
that
away.
That helps you suppress your hunger, mm-hmm. drinking all this water. 2 hours later, at noon yesterday, I had an orange. One orange. I left for work.
What does that mean?
Quote unquote, I went to work.
Was that the radio show?
Yeah, I went to the radio station. I went to work.
Do you have to jerk off? At any point, do you get to jerk off?
Hmm?
Do you get to jerk off at any point?
You get to?
Yeah, like is that part of the, like
it's
you have, not, at noon you have an orange and then you jerk off.
No, it's not. You can. There's nothing against
it. Will it negatively impact if you?
No.
What, but it won't positively impact?
I'm sure you're burning calories.
All right, so you have an orange. Then you go to your job, yeah, which we'll get to later.
Job.
We'll get to that later on.
Then 3 hours later, I had, what did I eat yesterday? Chicken or the beef? Yeah. It was beef yesterday, right? So I got some beef and some like, well, I just wanted tomatoes, but the spot I got beef from didn't have just tomatoes, so it was like salsa. So it was like tomatoes, onions, cilantro.
Whatever. Basically salsa on some steak.
Yeah.
Pre-prepared steak? You ordered it and they cooked it? Or they just
I go to the taco spot.
And they'll just give you the steak.
Meat. Just, it's like a side order.
Got it.
Yeah. So I don't get tacos or anything. Just get the side order of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Get that meat in your mouth.
Get that meat up in your mouth.
Side order of meat and a vegetable. Usually I get cucumbers from this spot, but I had cucumbers the day before, so you're supposed to try to break it up.
That's another thing too, right? That's a big part of it is not eating the same things every single day.
Yeah. Constantly tricking your body so that it stays burning fat.
And that seems to really work. That's interesting. Yeah. So you won't have steak two meals in a row or...
I mean, now it's a little more lax, but you're not supposed to.
Okay.
But now I'm already down to where I need to be. So now I'm... But yeah, so then I ran out of fruit in my house, so I had another orange. You're not supposed to do that. I should have had an apple. But whatever, it's still not a bag of chips. Right?
No, it's not.
So I ate another orange.
You are not going to get fat being like, I had two oranges today.
Right. It's just... Throws off the system a little bit.
If you were in the throes of it.
Right. But I had another orange, like when I left the station at like 6:30. And then later on that night I had, what did I have, steak? Did I have a steak at the comedy club? Yeah, steak. Yeah, and I had a steak.
What a life you get to know every meal he's had.
Oh, I shouldn't have ate the steak last night.
Yeah, you had back-to-back steak. What are you, a fucking animal?
I thought I had chicken earlier. That's why.
You got confused. You had back-to-back steak.
I fucked up.
I had a steak. Did you get on the scale today?
And yeah, I get on the scale every single day.
And did you lose from yesterday to today?
Yeah, a pound.
You still lost a pound from yesterday to today?
And I had some fries last night.
And you still lost?
Yeah.
How much have you been working out?
I don't work out.
I haven't worked out yet.
I try. I was, funny thing is like 2 weeks ago, I had sat in my office after the New Year's break, got all these index cards, planned out my whole life and all my routines, when I go to the gym, when I write jokes, when I do this, when I write this, when I record my show for the radio. Everything was mapped out. The next day, they're like, hey, we're going to need you to leave the building.
All right,
I'm just saying.
That's a tease.
So it threw everything off.
Wow.
So I haven't gone to the gym since then. But that day.
I can't decide whether that's a testament to the fact that, you know, I've always said this, that dieting is much more important.
It's much more important.
It's a million times more important than working out.
Way more.
But also, I think there's a few things at work here. Great program.
Yeah.
Diet's more important than working out.
Yep.
And I don't know that your metabolism is that terrible. I think maybe you are also just a fat, disgusting animal.
Well, and then. Well,
is that partially? Like,
well, I've definitely.
Because you were naturally so thin to start out with. It's not like you've been husky since you were a child.
Right. And my arm, like if I compared my arm to your arm, because you got fat arms, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
No, I'm just saying, like.
No, but do I compare to you?
Yeah. My arms and legs have always been skinny, even when I got fat.
Right, like, so it's like your body wasn't meant to have that weight.
Right.
Like, I've been a husky fucker forever.
Right, you're a little husker.
I'm a husker. I'm a corn husker. But you, so, I mean, this is...
No, it's weird. It's fucking weird. Karen Raitt, she works at Interscope Records. She saw me yesterday and almost fucking dropped dead.
When was the last time you seen her?
Probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. A while.
Like the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole fucking thing.
She didn't see any of the progress unless she follows Instagram.
And she's not.
Right. So she saw me sitting down and she just saw my face. She's like, holy shit, you lost a lot of weight. I get up to give her a hug and she's like,
And she's someone who cares about weight, talks about losing weight a lot.
Of course.
And
I should have said, of course.
That's not nice.
Of course she does.
I mean, obviously. And so she freaked, huh?
Yeah.
Who, any other major, have artists come in and be like, holy.
Everybody. It's not like I lost 10 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, oh, are you slimming down? Like, it's like, oh, shit.
And total time from, what's the number you're at right now? 50 almost? 48? 47?
When you're... Yeah, like 47 and a half.
How long ago did you have 47 more pounds on you? How long ago?
It was in October.
Oh, is that long ago that you started?
Yeah.
So, November, December, that's still 2.5 months.
That's what I'm saying. The 40-day, and if you follow the 40-day reset to the T, you will lose a lot of weight in 40 days. Guaranteed 25 to 35 pounds.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, guaranteed. But you got to follow it 100%. I didn't follow it 100%. But I'm still saying 3 months in the chunk of my, let's say the last over 10 years of being out of shape. 3 months is not bad.
What does it feel like for you mentally, though? Are you, try to be honest. I know you try to be honest with our listeners.
Yeah.
Are you
an immigrant? Sorry, go ahead.
Are you happier?
Yes.
But in life in general, or is it compartmentalized just how you feel about your body? Or has it affected your overall happiness?
Losing the weight?
Like, are you still a miserable prick, or are you happier? Does that make sense?
Because of the weight?
Yes.
I don't know.
I sort of have a going theory about you that I've been developing.
The weight was a big factor in my unhappiness.
So you would say that you think you are happier?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm starting to think that you are somewhat of a natural, I don't know if you're going to be surprised by this,
yeah,
a curmudgeon.
Yes.
And no matter what the fuck happens,
no,
it you only get so high.
No, but curmudgeon is like, do they complain?
Yeah, they're more likely to complain.
I don't complain.
You don't complain. You just don't get above a 7.
I don't ever get like excited. Like,
But you would if you found out you were going on the road to fucking open for JB Smooth for 3 months.
Can I tell you something I got super excited about?
Yes.
I got a spot at the Cellar tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
How did that happen? First of all, congratulations.
Through Chris Rock's guy.
No.
Yeah.
It finally happened?
It happened. I'm on tonight, 12:30.
Didn't I? I think I had something to do with that in the
Probably.
Podcast. I think I did. What time?
12:30. So I got really excited, but also I had to cancel another spot to make it, so I was like, oh, I don't want to cancel. You know what I mean?
What other spot? A spot that is regular for you?
Yeah.
They won't care at all?
Nah, they won't care.
So you really...
They might care when they find out it's a seller, because they actually don't like the seller.
But you have to go.
Oh, yeah, I got it. No, I'm going. It's not even...
Do you know who else is on at the Cellar tonight, or is it a random...
I saw the names. Nobody...
Nobody huge tonight.
Yeah, it's good people.
But getting on that stage is a big... Is it the...
Greer Barnes is on it.
Is getting on the Cellar stage the biggest deal?
Okay, so most people say yes, and it is a huge deal, but you can't look at it that way. You got to just go and do your set, man. You can't start writing new jokes tonight for the Cellar. You know what I'm saying?
But it is known as the most important stage in New York.
I don't know if important is the right word.
But like the people who are on tonight, how are they on? They're not particularly famous. They're not...
A lot of them were on like Letterman or fucking.
So it's people
Conan,
who generally earn stripes
like
in some way.
TV credits, on the road, more established.
I got to tell you, Sife, there's a lot going on with you today. This is honestly, this is borderline. At some point soon, we got to do the Sife Sounds Juan Epstein. where I actually just interview the whole time about your career. Well, no, this is about your current life, which is a handful right now also.
Yeah.
I mean, the obscene weight loss.
One obscene.
Which is you. No, yeah. People would love that.
We're gonna yeah, but anyway, so did it make me happier? I think so, yeah.
Slightly happier.
Well, I'm saying the weight was definitely a big factor in me not being happy. But I also have a lot of other things going on lately that are how I look at life differently. Not waking up at 4:30 in the morning every day makes me happier.
Yes. Now.
But that's just not because I don't like the show, just natural.
Well, of course. It doesn't matter how much you like doing the show. So that leads us to the next topic of the hour, which is you are no longer going to be doing the afternoon show on Hot 97.
No.
That has been announced. Yes. And in fact, of course, in keeping with our theme, we found out about it right before we did Juan Epstein.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember it was last week. I just come from the meeting when they announced it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But what was the other time?
No, just all the other things. Mr. C.
Oh, right.
The meeting. It's always a thing before Juan Epstein. Yeah. That like, so you don't know if you're staying at this. Do you know if you're staying at the station or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
It's in the air.
It's in the air.
You didn't say, oh, well, this doesn't matter. I'm staying no matter what. That wasn't what's happening.
No.
So can we work through the pros and cons here? Like, what?
Please, I would love that. I need that.
I just want to be very blunt.
Yeah.
Okay? I feel this has come up now because, I mean, I've probably talked about you now with other people like Laura or like other people we're close with, maybe like two or three times come up. And my theory is, and I didn't realize I had this theory till like I brought it up with Laura and then I'd be like, no. And you know, it's when me and Laura talk about you, it's two people who care about you, who are friends with you.
Thanks.
And I'm like, you know, and Laura's very caring for you, as you know. And like, so we're going back and forth. And I'm just like, I gotta be honest. I don't think Syfe particularly, no, let me be clear. People listen to this podcast. You did not like the afternoon show that much. Okay? It was not glorious for you. It was one of those things you thought would make you happy.
No.
I don't think it seemed to make you happy. You never seemed excited about that show when I saw you. Not once. Go back and listen to the old podcast.
Yeah.
Never.
It would have.
You said on one of our podcasts, you hated it because it interrupted your emails.
No, but that's joking.
That's slightly joking.
Yeah, that's joking around. No, but it, no, if it was a show, if it was, I never knew if it was mine.
Right. That's a good point.
I never knew if it was mine. If I could make it mine, I would have loved it.
And you don't think you could have tried to have made, like, did they tell you, don't make it yours?
Well, our boss, wait a minute. Who's our boss?
We don't know.
Exactly. One boss told me one thing. Another boss told me another thing. They then fired one of those bosses. Another boss came in and told me one thing. And then a boss of another station came in and became our boss and told me another thing. You know what I'm saying?
A boss of another station came in?
Yeah, from BLS.
Okay.
So, all nice people, all different opinions of what the show should be and how it should run.
And the question, I guess, is also, were they, the whole time, was it all bullshit and they knew you were never going to the show?
You tell me. I don't know. That's how it looks now.
And it's like,
because it's like now it's like the girl who got the show, oh, they've wanted her for a long time. They got a hard on for her.
So then why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, why didn't you tell me? I would have been more happy if I could say, guys, I got the show for 3 months. Rock with me. Or however long. You know what I'm saying? Like
100%.
Always look at it to make a joke and an angle. It would have been a countdown. You know what I'm saying? It would have been fucking hilarious for 3 months, me counting down to the last day. And if I knew when it was coming,
it would have been like the end of Letterman, except you never started. It would have been hilarious. You could have been like, dude, this is like the end of an era, except the era just started. And you're counting down from the second it starts.
And it would have been hilarious. It would have been a great, long-driven, like a long-lasting bit.
Instead, they presented it to you like you just didn't, the numbers weren't strong enough.
Angie started beating you. I don't know. And then like the more questions I ask, little other things come out. Like, well, maybe I shouldn't do the midnight mix. No, keep the midnight mix. Now I know why they told me keep the midnight mix. You know what I'm saying?
Because they So then if that's the case...
But then why didn't you just tell me?
I don't know, because I've heard that... No, I know for a fact. High ups of the company have loved Nessa. They've known her for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that she was available before that.
Maybe
she was on the
available.
Air. She was on the air. But you would think that if they'd really loved her, they would have reached out because she knew them. You know what I'm saying? They could.
Right.
So, like, that's the thing. It's like that wouldn't have been... You wouldn't have been that offended. They're like, oh, no, we're hiring a...
But that's how I know now, looking back, how they don't even know me. Our corporate bosses don't even know me. Because it'd be like, Sive, you down for this bit? Yup. Down for this bit. I would have came on the radio every day. Dead man walking. Played electric.
Laura said you said that this week, though.
I said it this week. And only, I only said it this week is because I had a conversation with Nessa. I called her up. I said, yo. You know, a lot of funny shit going on at the station. Not funny business, just weird shit happening when people tell you got to leave or whatever. I was like, yo, nothing against you ever. Nothing personal. I actually think you're a dope choice.
I know.
Never, right? All the choices they've ever thrown out,
she's
you
the
make
best
sense.
One. You make sense. That's why I'm saying you wouldn't have been offended from the beginning if they'd said, we're going to go get that girl from MTV and San Francisco. You would have been like, oh, well, she's kind of popping. That makes sense. I get it.
Makes sense. And I was like, yo, I make a lot of jokes. Please don't take offense. People are going to tell you I'm hating. It's not hate. It's just my self-deprecating humor that has kept me running all this time. You know what I'm saying?
How'd she respond to that?
She loved it. She's like, I know who you are. I'm a fan of yours.
Yeah, no, she is. She's a fan of the station. And
she's like, I'm a fan of yours. She's like, please, whatever. Like, I'll do whatever you want. Like, she was mad cool. And I was like, yo, I want the station to win.
You're like, perfect. I know what I want to do. I want to have sex with you before I leave.
Even if I leave. I want the station to win. I always want to have a good relationship. And she was like, yo, she felt like it sounded heartfelt. Like, she was like, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I said, yo, if you need advice, you could call me. I know everybody. I know everything at the station, whatever. You want to know how this person is, call me. And I was just like, I might say some jokes. And I didn't say a joke until I spoke to her because I didn't want her to get to her the wrong way. And then on the radio, I was just like, dead man walking. It's a joke. What else am I going to do? Cry?
Now, why are you on today?
fuck it.
Did you do? But no, you didn't just.
I taped it.
Today's taped?
Yeah. Fridays, I only talked for 1 hour on Fridays from 3 to 4.
Oh,
I just taped it.
Then enough goes on.
I got to do one app, man.
I like the priority. I like the emphasis you're putting on this.
But yeah, so yeah, I just wish it would have went down like that. And still, I still don't have hard feelings. I get it. Corporate shit, I get it.
Now also, I mean, what it all really comes down to, by the way, ultimately, is the changes that took place on the morning show, right? Because that's what set everything in motion.
Yeah.
If you hadn't been relegated to glorified mixer,
yeah,
which is what happened, without ever you really being told that's what was happening,
yeah,
that happened, then that sucked, waking up every morning to come mix,
yeah,
when you'd had your own show.
Right. Comedy show.
So then...
Never minded the mornings when it was a comedy show.
Then you just become a mixer.
Right. Well, it had long not been a comedy show.
What, by then?
Yeah.
We mean from the beginning of when the show changed?
When we first started until they changed it, it started feeling whack. And then becoming a mixer is like, all right, this is whatever.
So then when Angie left, you felt like, well, this is a good opportunity because fuck it, instead of them doing this bullshit, I could do afternoons.
Yeah.
And so it's that original. Now, you could have stayed being mixer.
Yeah.
But why would...
I think there was an option recently if I wanted to go back, you know?
And you don't want to do that.
Oh, I threw up in their face.
Little projectile? Now, here's the
question. You ever watch Family Guy, the way they threw up on Family Guy?
It's like, bah!
This is a long stream.
Yeah. Now, how many years, I'm sure you've thought about this recently, have you been at the station? Calculate.
17 years last November. So Thanksgiving is roughly around when I started.
So November, it was 17 years that you were working there that you first showed up with Flex.
No, first showed up with Flex.
And a couple years later, you became an employee.
Yeah. Probably like 5 years later.
So you've been involved with the station. The station has been a way to identify yourself.
Yeah.
For 17 years.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that ultimately the scariest part?
What do you mean scary?
About the idea of moving on.
Yeah, it is. It's like...
I guess I'm saying that...
The longest relationship I've ever had.
I guess in saying that, that says how I feel. Which that I probably feel you should leave.
Should?
I think so.
Why?
That's why, I don't know. But if I'm saying it that way, that makes me think that's what I keep leaning to.
Right.
Is that you're scared to let go of something you've known for so long.
Yeah. I'm not scared.
But I think radio and music was your first love, but comedy is now your true love. I think radio is secondary to your love of this other stuff that makes you happy.
But yeah, so I'm saying when the radio show was a comedy show,
it
was both. It was fucking awesome. And then if they gave me the 3 o'clock officially, I would have made it a hilarious comedy show.
And you could have had guests and it would have been like...
Bits, gets. Not like morning show long bits, but I would have had like some good bits. Not just a countdown. You know, not the top 6 at 6 or whatever the fuck it is. Like, would have had some good shit. Some hashtags, some trending topics, some fucking...
But you don't think you're scared to not say I'm Cypher Sounds from Hot 97?
Oh, yeah.
That part's weird.
Yeah.
But like, it's not going to affect, in my opinion, your gigs.
DJ gigs it might.
When though? After a while maybe. But these, you have relationships with promoters that go back a long time.
A lot of that New York-based DJ shit is because of the radio.
You think so? Some places you know would stay, right?
We might find out. I don't know.
Well,
we might try to cut the money.
What would they do to get you to stay at the stage? What could you want to stay? Well, I mean, you could always stick around. Like we said, you could always just do your Saturday show, obviously, yeah. If you want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't think that's really a downside. That's still a big change from where you were.
Yeah, but it's also like, I still like artists and music and still like to have, you know.
To be involved.
Yeah.
So
it's not like I hate it. It's just hasn't been the same. Really.
Well, you'd probably look forward to Saturdays if you were just doing Saturdays.
Yeah. And I think they would give me more like a jock position as opposed to just mixing on a Saturday. I think they would move some shit around.
Oh, and you'd probably be a host on Saturdays and right. Do your own little thing on Saturdays. Yeah,
I think.
And maybe you could kind of do a thing that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting angle.
I mean, the midday option is there, too. I could still be on the radio every single day.
But don't they say that they're looking for...
Oh, right. That's why I don't want to do...
You forgot?
No, but I'm saying...
That's the most annoying part of the whole thing.
Yeah, but what if I got on there and killed it?
We just went through that. Now, I want you to know... I wrote an email to our bosses.
Which ones?
Jimmy corporate? And Rick.
Okay. Yes.
Jimmy and Rick, our biggest bosses.
Right.
The day after the announcement. And I said, congratulations. I think Nessa is a great hire.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best hire you've made since. right?
Yeah.
And I was like, she's popping. I said, I also think Sife should take, I said, I just want you to know, I think Sife should take the midday show. I don't think there's any need to do a national search. I said, it doesn't make sense. I didn't really argue from a standpoint. I didn't want to seem overly biased. So I just told him my opinion, which I was like, you're putting on a new afternoon jock. Yeah. Why are you going to go out and find some new midday jock? Yeah, put Sife on middays.
That's what hurts my brand, though. They keep like
shifting you?
Why do they have to say we're looking for a midday? Why do they have to say that?
Well, that's the part that bothers me, though. They said it probably because they meant it.
Okay.
Right? Because you told me that when you went and met with them and you were walking out, you were like, they were kind of surprised. You were like, well, I'd be down to do middays maybe. And they were kind of like, oh, you are?
No, weekends.
Oh, weekends.
I said I'd be down to do weekends.
And they were surprised by that.
Yeah.
But what's the point of supposedly looking for... By the way, do you know what middays is? Like, I mean, with all due respect to our boy, Dennis has been holding down middays for years. Dennis wasn't some superstar. He was just a good job,
I have a plan. If I take middays, I got some funny shit I'm going to do.
What do you mean?
Like, I have an idea of what the show will be if I get it.
And I also told him, I said, I also think it's a great fit for Sife to go to 10 a.m. because it'll be carryover from people who are really familiar with him when he was the morning host.
Yeah.
I think that's just a logical thing to do. And I think that's a pretty strong lineup. Then you have a morning show, which has gotten some development. Midday host, everyone knows. Our new star that they're going to do.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, they're going to throw things at Nessa that we never even heard. It's going to be insane. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's already crazy.
It's already crazy. And the thing is, it's hard for me is I really like her personally.
Yeah. But that's it. You should just think about that.
That's it. Don't even think about it. Because the promo that's going to happen, the level of everything is going to be stuff. I'm like, man, we would have loved that for the morning show.
No.
That would have been amazing. But, like I said, best hire that's been made in a long time. So, yeah. I get it.
I don't think all the I didn't think all these people had to leave for that to still be the best hire.
Me neither.
Like, why'd Dennis have to leave to bring her in?
Well, because he had that massive salary that was weighing down the station.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
And then what's the other plan? But then that's the thing. Are they lying again? They have someone else in mind who they already want to put in there.
Right. And is her or his contract not up for another 3 months? You know what I'm saying?
And there's a national search? I don't know.
I don't know.
I just think at this point in your life, no matter how it goes, I understand totally still wanting to do shit. You
but
love
just
radio.
At the end of the day, a paycheck is a paycheck.
Well, that part's nice too.
Like, you gotta, even though it's got shitty, still, you know, bill, rent, like rent. Rent is has to be paid, yo. That's it.
I just regret. I think you've saved up millions of dollars.
Do I regret not making that Angie move?
I mean, don't forget, you did get offered the Angie move.
You know what I'm saying? Should I regret it?
And what was there just, in the years before you?
Just
before Angie got there? Who was there?
No, that was a while ago. I'm not saying because they offered something. I'm just saying foreshadowing what was going to happen and just bursting out before it started like getting really weird.
Well, this is the hard part that I always think about with my career here, which isn't going to last forever. It ends one of two ways. It ends up, no, three. I'll give you three ways. One, I get just blown the fuck out. It's like, hey, it's been real. Take care.
Yeah.
Two, they cipher sounds me, and they do the same shit. Oh, we're gonna do this. You know, they're not gonna do, you know, which in some ways you could argue is already happening. By the way, there are people who could argue that. I'm not. I don't. I think I'm fine. But there are people who could argue like they're already changed.
Yeah, I didn't think I was getting cipher sounds until
dude,
now.
You got
looking
cipher
back.
Sounds.
Yeah, until looking back when I
cipher
when
Lou Gehrig didn't think he had Lou Gehrig's disease. Okay,
when
he just
Ebro
felt sick.
Took my seat. I was like, no, I get it. And now looking back, like, that son of a bitch. So you don't know when it's happening.
Okay, but that's the thing. So that's what leads to this. So there's they fire you in a second. It just gets weird. And they, one day you're old and they take you outside and they just quietly end it. And then the third way, which is a struggle for people like you and myself, who are so loyal to this brand that we dreamed of being on. The third way is, you show up one day and you're like, hey, yo, guys, it's been real.
Right.
I'm out.
But with nothing else?
No.
With no backup?
No, with backup. Absolutely, yeah. With backup.
But that we can't do that because...
Because you can't technically negotiate anywhere?
No. Not legal reasons. I'm talking about because of our loyalty.
Loyalty, I know.
We can't search for the backup because we're so loyal.
No, instead, you got your offer from Empower, and then you just came to the station. You're like, guys, can you believe it? They offered me all this money. Psh, I'm not going there. Worst business shit ever. Just loyalty to the company.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. The company's a pretty loyal company. I never would argue otherwise. You know what I'm saying? If they wanted to be dickheads to you,
yeah,
they could have already done that. Me too, at points.
But I feel you, and I agree to a part, and also some parts is me like, are they 48 laws of powering me right now, like, we're gonna fire you. All right, no, we'll keep you for a little while. Oh, thank you.
Well, but at this point, if they didn't have any loyalty to you, it would have been much less messy at some point. Just be like, all right, doing this and you're gone.
Yeah.
This now.
But, or they didn't want to create another envy. Which one is it? You don't know.
You mean someone with an established brand who goes across the street.
Right. And when and now giving them fucking a thorn in their side. Thorn in the side.
Yeah.
Envy on the morning show against Ebro is a thorn in Hot 97's side.
Yeah.
So, you know, he stood up for himself, left, or they fired him, whatever happened. I don't even fully
I think
remember.
He left. I think he wanted to do
and
mornings full time.
Clue left too. Clue got fired. Right? Oh, yeah, I guess the same shit, because Envy was on the morning show, then they like, oh, we'll give you weekends, da, da, da. He was like, nah, fuck that, I'm out. And then it was like, all right, he's not going to be, no, oh, shit, here he comes.
Yeah, and Envy, no disrespect, is the most average jock on earth, and it still worked out for him.
Envy's good on the radio, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
As a good, that's what I'm saying, though, as a straight-ahead jock.
Yeah, he knows what records to play, he knows how to get in and out of breaks.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. You can't
Is he entertaining? Not to me. I don't know.
No, but you're right. He's a good jock. No, he's a technically good, and he's a good DJ and a good jock. No question about
it. With Charlamagne's wild left field shit.
Oh, you want to something funny? I kind of want to look this up. Someone wrote in my Instagram comments, "Yo, did you see the Breakfast Club's interview with Casey Veggies?" Of course, the answer is no. But they said, "Casey Veggies brought you up and they bleeped your name out."
Oh, really? That's funny.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, that's funny.
I was amused by that. I used to be that way too.
He's good at that shit.
No, you're right. But my point is, I think your brand right now, I think, is more valuable than Envy's was when he left.
I mean, but not, you know, his, he has, he's more music.
Club. Yeah. He's valuable. He's like, he had an album back then.
Yeah, you know, he's like a Fab. He's like a New York.
Cool guy.
Street music, cool guy, jewelry, fashion, always clean cut. You know what I'm saying? It's a different brand. The only thing me and him was similar was,
well, you're both now the same weight.
Now we're both the same weight.
Maybe thinner.
But like DJing and on like similar positions at the station. Weekend DJs, morning show DJs.
Yes.
Stuff like that. But our style.
Your cachet is totally different.
Different. So that's why it could seem different. Like I definitely am going more funny, silly, comedy, all that type of shit. He wouldn't be caught dead doing that shit.
If you got offered a role in a series, would you even be thinking about the situation?
No.
That's my biggest point.
Right.
Is that whatever happens with this shit, whatever, you should go balls to the wall for the shit you love at this point.
Okay, sorry. Let me rephrase that. I would still try to keep a weekend shift.
Sure. But you wouldn't be upset about what's happening.
Nah.
You'd be like, yo, guys, let me keep out this day on the weekend.
And that's going to happen eventually anyway.
Right.
No, I would. If I walked in, like the third scenario you're talking about, would I be upset?
The third one was,
I walked in and said, guys, I got to be out.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't be upset. If it's
of course. Well, if you're obviously deciding, I
so
have
So you're
to.
Saying if they try to shift me out.
And then at the same time.
Yeah, nah.
You got Hannibal Buress called you and was like, yo, I got a thing. I want you to come do this thing, blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, oh, man. You wouldn't sit there stressing about not being in there on a daily basis.
Not daily basis, but I would stress about not being there.
About being, because well, it's a real part of your life.
I still want a key card.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I still want to put my interviews up on the website and be able to come in on Flex's show whenever I want. Like, I got to ring the bell now?
No, well, then maybe that's your answer. Maybe you already know your answer then, though.
What is it? I don't know.
Saturday. You just want to do Saturdays, and that's it, man.
Yeah, but the money.
Oh, because you
need a job.
All right, well, then I asked you off the air last week. I said, it depends. Do you have any pride? You said, no. If you don't have any pride, then do the fucking midday until it's over. Collect the check until then, and then you go on the weekends. Okay, but if you don't feel like doing the same thing you just did,
right?
Which
do
is
I have
fill a
pride?
Hole.
No. Do I have time? Time is
5 hours
precious.
A day.
It's 5 hours. No Drewski, so I can't like kind of skate out at 6 if I need to. Come late if I need to. Plus, no disrespect. In any which ways. No, you know what? Fuck it. Take it as disrespect. Do I want to see you and Ebro every morning? No.
Well, do you have to include me in it? That was the disrespect part.
I think we've got along way better since I don't have to see you every day.
That's a good point.
Laura, I wouldn't mind seeing those chimichangas. You know what I'm talking about? How are they hanging, too? Are they hanging low? They still around?
They're hanging good, man. Hanging good.
Fire, man.
Yeah, like having to walk in every morning to your old shift.
Yeah.
To then go do the dentist shift.
And then the new chick come in every day like,
oh,
hey!
On both ends?
Both ends.
Oh, my
getting
God.
Fucking swashbuckled on both ends.
Yeah. Getting pounded out on both sides. One in the mouth. You know where I'm going with this. I probably don't need to finish it. You understood what I was going to say. I meant one in your anus and one in your mouth.
Yeah, I got it.
No, okay. See, that's what I'm saying. And by the way, I don't mean to sound like I have some weird agenda to be like, nah, leave.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just kind of feel like.
I don't know.
It's just my own pride in you. I'm like, well, what the fuck? You know, Phil.
I mean, I was just doing pros and cons right now. I really don't know what's happening.
I mean, listen, I don't know what financially, how much that impacts you. It certainly is actual money versus some weekend shift that's nothing.
Yeah.
I get that. Oh, and health insurance, you get on your wife's health insurance then? I mean, I don't know how that all works.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's good.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm on Obamacare.
But I don't know. I think there are other things right now that would make you really happy. I'd like to see you pursue them. You already get to sleep in, which seems amazing. Anyways, that's the inside saga of what's been happening.
What is this one app? This one app sucks.
These are necessary.
Are they?
This is State of the Union. this is fucking... Obama gave his State of the Union. This is the State of the Union.
I didn't watch it this year. Yo, the amount of shit I now, probably to my detriment, don't have to watch because I'm not on a morning show is incredible. I already didn't watch enough when I was on the morning show.
Let alone now, you watch nothing.
Now, nothing. No, I would not even, I didn't even know, I kind of saw like a half a snippet on a website of that the State of the Union address happened. Oh, no, I get like the CNN news alerts to my phone.
I mean, guess what?
But that's from the morning show. I should turn those the fuck off.
Exactly. Why you even have that?
There's always like school shootings and fucking.
The most exciting thing that happened this week, I think, is Cypher Sounds going on video and saying he was buying Joey Badass's album. There was a time in our life when none of us would have thought that was going to happen.
I like Joey Badass.
Man. I know. We know you love him now.
He's such a cool dude.
You know why I
like him? Oh, I'll tell you. You know why I like Joey Badass?
What do you mean?
Why do I like him?
You said
I'm pausing to think for a second. Pause for a second.
Oh, I thought you said I. And I was like, he says that a lot? Okay, you.
I post a video on Instagram of me buying his album, you know what I mean? And I think he's a cool guy. And I made a joke. I'm like, $11.99, ugh, I don't got the money. But that's a joke towards, I don't know what's up with my job. And then I send him the video. Like, oh, yo, here, I made this little video on Instagram. And he writes back, I already commented on your Instagram. He's like, yo, I really appreciate it, homie, or OG, or something like that. One of those terms that I really appreciate younger New York rappers
saying to you.
Yeah, I really like that. And that's why I like that kid.
And by the way, he wasn't.
Or he'll say something like, yo, coming from you.
Right.
Coming from you, bro. Like,
he. And by the way, he wasn't completely like that at first. He was almost like that.
No, but I remember.
And in the last 2 years, he has just grown a lot.
I met him at the station with you one day when they all came in, all the pro era dudes, and they were annoying as fuck. Annoying Brooklyn teenagers.
Right. And he grew up.
And that's never going to stop, you know. And I don't know if I'm going to go hang out with him because it's probably a bunch of annoying Brooklyn teenagers. But, though, I like the Obama shit. He did my improv show. Like, just in the last 3-4 months, I started to like the kid.
Did you listen to the album yet?
No, not yet. I got it. I put it in my phone because I'm going on a road trip this weekend.
Where are you going?
Connecticut. New England.
New England.
New England.
I have my my best reference ever on a rap album happened on this album.
What?
There you go.
On Joey Badass?
Yeah. Right here.
Bro, good looking, man. That just boosted my journey, yo.
Oh, by the way, if you can't tell, this is a jail phone call interlude. Like real, it's one of those real jail. You can't hear it at all? No.
Try now. Go ahead.
Oh, I gotta get out this journey, B.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love y'all, man. For real, bro. For real, man. I think by the end of the day that go by, I just don't be thinking about y'all, yo. For real. You, Kirk, everybody, bro. I heard that new one on Rosenberg. That shit is a
bomb,
V.
Oh, you heard that shit?
And then it goes right into Big Dusty.
Yeah.
I'm very proud.
You're a fucking...
I'm like a real guy who's here.
A verb? No, that was the
on Rosenberg. On Rosenberg. No, heard your new shit on Rosenberg. Yeah, well,
you're like a brand. Like Q-tip. Yeah, I use Q-tips. Oh, they're con swaps.
But by the way, no, the brand he's referring to is me. It's not like he's referring to other like he wasn't saying radio. He was like, I was listening to my Rosenberg
type shit.
No, but he said I was listening to you. He said I heard you on Rosenberg.
I heard it, fuckface. You don't gotta explain it.
I thought you were confused. I thought you were really confused.
Can I tell you one more thing that I forgot to mention?
Of course. There's nothing you can't mention. Say. Talk about it.
All this shit might change, yo. All this shit might change.
What do you mean? What are you for? Everything?
All that radio shit might change. I've been talking to my boy Hov. You know what I'm saying?
Did you haven't heard from him, have you? Did you hit him up during any of this? You're really amused by that. Especially because I believed you for a second. I was like,
Hov told me what's really going to happen.
What he says happening? What did Hov say is really happening? Who's buying the station?
Yo, Hov got his conglomerates, yo.
The conglomerates? Yo, did you hit him up during this?
No. I've been talking to Juan.
When was the last time you communicated with Jay-Z?
I just saw him recently.
You saw him?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Last time I saw him.
In the summer? Was that the Rihanna? Or, I mean, the concert?
No. It was like,
Oh, you went to J&B, but you didn't see him. When did you see him?
It was like 2 months ago.
Nice.
And it's funny because he had a looking back, he asked me like a deep question about radio.
Really?
Yeah. And so, when all these rumors started, I was like, there's no way he's going to. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. And he asked me like this question about radio. Like, yo, you love it? You still want to do it? And I was like, where are you going with this?
Doesn't Jay-Z, I feel, this came up yesterday when I interviewed Casey Veggies, and he said that he talked about a meeting that he had with Jay-Z when he was like 17.
Yeah.
That came from Rich Kleiman. That, and talked about how Jay-Z asked him questions, and he was like very surprised. And I was like, dude, when I met Jay-Z when I was like 20 for the first time, he listens a lot for a famous person.
For a famous person,
he listens all the time.
Oh yeah, he definitely listens.
Like, he asks questions and is like, sits there and waits for the answer.
Yeah, no, he's in it. He's in the convo. If you're having a convo with him, he's in it.
It's very interesting.
And he's not one of those. Like, I mean, it's short. It's a short convo, but he's not like one of those like on his phone, typing while you're talking type of people. You know.
I gotta tell you, I hate the security looked at me. No. You trying to talk to him?
He gets off the elevator and he sees me by the elevator. He's like, look at this bitch ass nigga right here. And security was like heightened, like, huh? I was like, no, Sean.
He's kidding.
He's joking.
He's not gonna hurt me.
Some crazy looking Navy SEAL dude.
Did you watch any of the Oscar movies this year, Sif?
I saw some movies. I don't know if they're Oscar movies.
You don't know what's nominated.
You still get the screenings? The screeners?
I got a bunch.
How do you get them?
Because I pay for SAG after union.
How do I do that? I'll do
it. Aren't you a SAG after member?
I never know. How do I find out?
Hey, listen, I got news for you. This may not be the time to start becoming a member. Don't start paying dues now. You have to pay dues. Do you pay dues every year?
I thought it just came out of my check.
No, it doesn't.
No, I don't pay dues. If it doesn't come out of your check, I thought it came out of your check.
It does not. Hey, have you heard this? French? New French and Fraud?
Dun, dun. I downloaded it. Harry Fraud.
Baby, why? Don't you move? Don't you? Don't you? Baby, why? Oh, baby, why? Don't you? Don't you? You want the real new? Don't you? Don't you? Don't front, baby, don't you? Gonna keep it 100, baby, don't you lie. Don't you, don't you, gonna keep 100, baby, don't you.
It's pretty good.
I know you need a real new, don't you. Baby, don't front, don't you. Wish the money was a little tall. Wish I was a ball. Wish I had a beer. Don't stand like a car. Count 100.
I love when he's doing the I wish flow, in case you didn't know.
I heard it.
He was doing ski low. He just did ski low flow. I love French because I can't tell when his verse is starting. I can't tell the difference between the ad lib. Did you see Selma?
No.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see that. Have you seen The Imitation Game?
Yeah.
You like that, didn't you?
Good movie.
That's right up your alley.
Good movie.
I didn't finish it. I fell asleep. I want to finish it, though.
Good movie.
I watched it at night. Come on. Birdman?
No, I want to see that.
I have that screener in my house right now.
Yeah, I heard that's good.
That movie is... I loved Birdman. I know people have mixed feelings on it. Big fan.
I heard it was good.
Did you see Boyhood?
Nah, is it good?
Yeah.
I get the concept sounds crazy, but I'm not into it.
The whole movie's basically the concept, though.
Right.
That's kind of my problem with it.
Yeah.
I was like, you knew you had an amazing idea, and that was kind of the end.
Right. The movie itself is
nothing
okay.
Nothing happens.
But the concept.
It was amazing.
So,
watching the kid grow up.
Reading the synopsis is all I need.
Watching them all age. Watching Patricia Arquette age.
Yeah.
By the way, that must be brutal. I just want to say, as a woman.
Well, how was it? 30 years? Or
No, 10 years.
Oh, just 10 years?
30 years?
I don't know.
I mean, listen, 10 is crazy. 30 is
But insane. She aged that much in 10 years?
I mean, she went from like...
But did they make her look...
I don't know, but like no matter how you cut it, she went from like 35 to 45. Those years are pretty pivotal for women, 35 to 45.
Did they shot a little bit each year?
Yes.
They would every year?
Mm-hmm.
So since 2007?
Yes.
I mean,
2003,
probably.
Probably 2003.
And they shot a little bit each year.
Every year, they get together for like 3 weeks.
That's dope. And that's all I need.
And there's nice things in it, too. Like the one of the, before it changes at all, like the first time around, it's like 2003, they're at a bowling alley and fucking Try Again by Aaliyah's playing. Mm. Like they have shit like that. Yeah, that's fucking awesome throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
And just seeing cell phones pop up. Facebook becomes a part of the conversation.
Right. No, you know, it's funny. I watched, you know, I got into like that show Criminal Minds a little late. So, you know, I watched shows from the beginning. Watching the technology change.
In Criminal Minds?
Yeah, because it's like, I was probably like 8 years behind. So look, so 2014, 13, so almost like 2006, 2007. And then watching it all within like 2 months, you just watch all the technology just like...
In a second.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, watch the first season of The Wire.
Oh, I know.
They're using an abacus. They're using an abacus. They're like, what are we doing? They're just like knocking little thing marbles over. Did you finish Sons of Anarchy yet?
No.
Come on, dude.
Where, how am I going to see this? I got to figure out how to watch this seventh season.
I mean, you're not that... Sorry, if I know you may be leaving your job.
No, where is it?
iTunes.
I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for it.
$20. I did it. It's $20.
All right, fine.
I mean, it's I mean, listen, it's not... The seventh season is not as good as the fourth season, but... Do you like the sixth season?
It was all right. It's all crazy.
Yeah, it, like, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I really enjoyed
what's
it.
What's the
some
other
reason.
Movie? Did you see?
No,
what's the other one they're
not.
Talking about. It's another big movie, not Birdman.
That everyone's talking about. Bird. The big movies are
no.
Bird.
The one with the one with Carell.
I haven't seen that one. The wrestling
I
one.
I
want
to see that. That looks good.
I know.
I heard it's really good.
That's nominated for
Oscar.
Best director.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see that one. My favorite actor of all time is Mark Ruffalo.
Who's Mark Ruffalo again?
He's just like one of those actors. He's in that movie. He's just like one of those actors that's in everything. Like,
I would recognize him.
Yeah, you'll recognize him easily.
I like when I get a message on my phone that my wife's Uber has shown up. It makes me feel very stalkerish. You know what? I'm just going to watch where the car ride goes. You know you can do that, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Have you ever just tracked your wife on Uber?
No. Her account's not set up to mine.
What? Of course not. What am I thinking? Do I even know you? Completely separate account?
No, there's... You know what's funny? My... It's funny you say that. My Apple TV is my iTunes password. You know? Like Apple TV connects to your iTunes or whatever it is. Your Apple password.
Wait, what do you mean? It's gonna. Oh, that's shared.
I'm just saying, it's just on. And I'm like, she's probably fucking cracking this code. She's getting in my computer through the Apple TV.
Dude, she's not MacGyver.
She is.
I mean, that was...
She is.
Very intense. Have you seen Miss Info recently?
Kind of recent, like a month ago.
No, she's changed a lot in a month. She's changed a lot. Very pregnant.
She looked very pregnant when I saw
her. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday was the first time that I saw her that I was like, whoa, you're about to have a baby up in this joint.
Yeah.
So have you having a baby anytime soon?
No. Babies ain't it.
Oh, my God. It's a strong statement.
Babies ain't
Some
it.
Some would argue that what you just said is the absolute opposite of life.
Babies ain't it.
If babies are like, actually, they're the only... Some would say, no, that's it. That's the only it there is. So we've caught up now on your diet.
Thanks.
On your career.
Yeah.
We have told people to go to podcastawards.com and vote for this fine podcast. We are going to release the Marley Marl Part 2 very soon. You know, this week, Saif, I did 2 events with Red Alert for the first time. Never done any with
him. What did you do? Enough's Birthday?
Enough's Birthday.
How was that?
I asked to be on the set, by the way, and I love Enough for putting me on because I asked and he said yes.
Yeah, how was it?
It was fun. I mean, it was... I started an hour late, so I left there like 1:10. So I was fucking. You remember the days of waking up? I was dying.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Fact. Terrible.
Was it crowded?
Yeah, it was packed.
And you were playing 45.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody?
No, it went well. I was very pleased. But I wish that Beverly Bond was there and she wanted to get on, and I was of course like polite because she's awesome, and I was like, you know, she's a great DJ, and I wasn't gonna be like, but I was like, well, I wouldn't mind going first because I'm playing breaks,
yeah,
and you're about to play like Serato, yeah, and hip hop, and so then she got on and she's playing like fucking Snoop and Dre and but, yeah, and it's like I'm like it's getting a little harder for me to just come along with,
yeah.
But the crowd was old enough there that I think they got excited anyway, and I played some good reggae shit.
You played reggae shit?
Yeah, I went to Deadly Dragon recently. Have you spent any time at Deadly Dragon?
No, what's that?
The Reggae Record Shop downtown, the LES? Safe. Store's mage. They have everything.
If you're looking for records, I'm sure they...
Yes, yes, yes. Vinyl.
Have you figured out anywhere where I could get rid of some vinyl?
What do you want to get rid of? It depends.
Dope 12 inches.
You want extras?
Yeah.
You could.
Is A1 still do that?
Yeah.
But they probably cherry pick it. They only pick the good, good shit. Then you're left with... Now you're left with like a trade pile of crap.
If you went to this spot, not A1, Good Records,
mm-hmm.
I think the dude there would buy it all.
Good Records. It's in New York?
Yes, it's not. It's like NYU-ish, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
That's the dude who bought the Fat Beats guy collection, who bought Joe's collection.
Really?
He bought the whole collection. Now, Joe's collection, I think, was... I don't think there was a lot of shit in it. I think it was all
no,
good.
No, but shit meaning like, okay, I got some great like Mobb Deep 12 inches, like the hard to find ones. Like what's the one with the dragon on it? The Tupac disc.
No, you mean Drop a Gem?
Drop a Gem.
That's a Tupac disc?
Yeah, Drop a Gem is a Tupac disc.
What?
You never knew that?
What the fuck?
But I have like some of those, which are like kind of hard to get.
Hey, that record's worth money.
But then I also have like some Little John records, like that I think college kids would want. I gotta take this call.
Why college kids? Do you
no people that are now into vinyl. Hello.
Drop a Gem on him is a.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna put you on mute though.
What scenario is that where you're going to leave the person on mute?
It's a game.
What's up, guys? It's the infamous. Hold on, podcasters.
What's he doing?
I got to take a conference call.
A conference call?
Sorry, I'm just ending this podcast, but I'm going to put you on mute so it doesn't bother you.
I didn't know we were ending yet.
Sorry.
So when is this? Is it starting now?
What?
The conference call.
Oh, sorry.
You can't keep doing this. What are you doing? All right, I'm trying to listen for what I am.
I'm sick and tired of these fake trucks need to retire. They got your gas. Grab a match and smack fire out your little maggots. Havoc represent for the QBC. Smoke them up like a Lucy, though I need to quit. Check it. I love it like a cloud. Over the project, your game, I'm above it. It's combat. Gas bangers and all that. Need a small cap.
At least turn Sife's mic off. This is unacceptable.
Realness presenting the hollow tip crew 40.
We're going to play this song and then come back, okay?
You half stepping like a fresh tech out of the box. Yo, cowards, I'm testing. That's no question. Snitch cat, have you confessing? Like a DT, left in state of depression. You under pressure, in tag, no doubt catcher. The snitch snatcher, stricken with asthma. You Casper, you yell my name, that's only giving me props. Plus the fans that you got, wondering what's got you hot. It's 2-9, knocked out the box, it got rocked. Got raped on the island, you officially got. Kick that thugness, Bob Magazine, on some loveness. Keep it real, kid, cause you don't know who we running with. The infamous, back in the house once again. Live the life, what's got you hot? It's aim, that's only giving me props. Plus the fans that you got, wondering what's got you hot.
This has to be
it. 2-9, knocked out, doubt catcher. The snitch snatcher, stricken with asthma. You Casper, you yell my name, that's only giving me props. Plus the fans that you got, wondering what's got you hot. It's 2-9, knocked out the box, it got rocked. Got raped on the island, you officially die. Kick that thugness, Bob Magazine, on some loveness. Keep it real, kid, cause you don't know who we running with. The infamous, back in the house once again. Live the life that a diamonds and guns and now gems pull. Like a bass head, pull on stems. The mall got the bone, run out and tell the friend. Drop the gem on. Back in the house once again. Live the life that a diamonds and guns and now gems pull. Like a bass head, pull on stems. The mall got the bone, run out and tell the friend. Drop a gem on him.
Drop a gem on him, son. Word up. I'm gonna do it like this, kid, though. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Yeah, likewise. Tired of rap guys, it's bisex, appears, shut eyes, and swole up your whole outside. I baptize, get yourself wet, hit up your backside, get clap ties, and set straight, put on your head straight. Watch out for these upstate cats, be leery of New Yiddy kids with gas, with the wall on their backs. Rikers and flashbacks of the house you got scuffed in. You would think they're getting your head shots enough, but then now you wanna go on my team. Must have been drunk when you wrote what you said. Too bad you had to did it to your own self. My rebellion, retaliate, I had a whole New York.
York State, aiming at your face at the gate. Bottom line off top, soon as you came through. Shots blew, don't even know the half of my crew. I got 100 strong on, man, ready to rock. And yo, clock stick, your days are numbered in low digits. She looks suspicious, suspects get dealt with. Get chopped up, grade 8 meat, sound delicious. And lace back up, 2 G's, worth of stitches. To reconstruct your face and learn how to...
I think I heard it.
Sorry. What do you say?
By the way, I don't think this is going to win us any podcast awards. Do you think for what just happened, we'll get best produced podcast? Put on your headphones. Is this the part?
I don't know the part.
This part.
The snitch snatcher, stricken with asthma. You Casper, you yell my name. That's only giving me props. Plus the fans that you got, wondering what's got you hot. It's too not knocked out the box. It got rocked, got raped on the island. You officially got
That's gotta be it.
That's
got
it.
Raped on the island.
But even calling out my name, all that shit.
Yeah, those records are pretty valuable. Sife, you know what? I bet we have listeners right now.
Yeah.
Who could tweet you at Sypha Sounds.
Yeah.
Who maybe live in the Tri-State.
C-I-P-H-A.
S-U-N-D-S.
S-O-U-N-D-S.
What'd I say?
S-U-N-D-S. You call me Sypha Sons.
That's not right. People, I bet there are people out there right now who'd want to buy your records. How much did you sell the whole thing for? How many are you selling, you think? Like a few hundred?
Nah, it's, I don't know.
More or less?
Probably more. Probably it's a several hundred.
Several hundred records.
Yeah.
I bet there are people who give you a few hundred bucks for that. What would you be willing to part with it for? Like, let's say it's 500. Yeah. Knowing the kind of material that's in there. If it's 500, what would you give it up for, you think?
Yeah, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like 8 boxes by the door.
Okay.
That I would give away for 500. And then there's another couple of gems that I wouldn't.
What do you mean?
They're not in that box.
But you would sell them for more. You'd be willing to sell them individually for more money. But you know their value. I want to ask you one question, Sife.
Yeah.
What do you think about, we're considering what to do with this podcast. And I was pretty sure I decided I knew exactly what we were going to do.
Yeah.
And then I was put onto this concept, and I'm curious to get your feedback, and I'm going to ask the listeners for their feedback as well. And they can tweet us at Rosenberg Radio or at Sypha Sounds. There's this new thing called ConnectPal, okay? You've heard of this?
No, I just saw your email.
So with ConnectPal, you and I would say, hey guys, SoundCloud's dead. iTunes is only going to be our old episodes or whatever. Mm-hmm. From now on, we're going to ConnectPal. Right, if you want Epstein, you go on ConnectPal. The podcasts go up there, right? We set the amount of money that it costs to listen to our podcast.
Okay,
any amount we want. Let's say $5
mm-hmm.
a month. Okay, 99 cents would go to this company, ConnectPal.
Mm-hmm.
$4 would go to us, and people could pay that as a monthly fee to get the show. I sort of feel. So hear me out. That while you would lose a lot of people who are assholes, who would say, fuck that, I'm not paying $5 a month for your hard work, even though you've given us 202 episodes of iconic hip-hop history for free.
Fire.
Of heat rocks. I sort of feel that of the 30,000 regular people who tune in to hear Juan Epstein every episode, right? You know, anywhere between... These ones where you don't have any guests, maybe we only get 15, 20,000. I guess those are the hardcore, the hardest hardcore. Even if you only kept 1,000 who said, we're willing to pay.
Right.
That's going to be better than any advertising deal you can get anywhere.
Then
no commercials. You don't have to say a fucking word. You don't have to change a fucking thing. It is just the way you want it to be. And those who really fucking want it,
and what does that company do for the 99 cents? Why? What are they doing?
Getting you the money. That's it. Housing it. They have a very easy way for people to get the podcast, supposedly.
Right.
It lives on their website. You can download the MP3 from there.
It won't be on iTunes.
It wouldn't be on iTunes, though. There's probably a way we could figure it out also, but I'm just throwing it out there. It's an interesting idea, though, I think.
Yeah, you got to... then you're just all by yourself.
That's the thing. You're all by yourself.
And, which is good and bad. Oh, shit. Which is good and bad. Because sometimes it's cool rubbing shoulders with the other people. You know what I'm saying? The other podcast.
We don't know if we'd rub any shoulders, though, at the other people. We don't know?
This seems Louis C.K.-ish.
The idea?
Like, this is what he did with his comedy specials.
He just said, I'm going to fucking let people pay for it.
Yeah, he just did it himself, put it on his own website, put it out. I mean, made a fucking $1 million.
I just look at it like this. And please, I would, you know, we love feedback. Please tell me if you say fuck yourself, I love the podcast, I would never pay for it.
I don't think it's that.
Well, listen, would they rather have that or they'd rather have us going, there'd be a commercial in the middle of it.
Commercials ain't that bad.
Well, I bet. Maybe some people say fuck that. I'd rather spend $5 a month and have it be the exact same as it's always been. And let's keep it real. With that, if you and I knew we were charging people $5 a month, and now that we have a new studio,
Well, you got to pay for studio. If you're making money, you got to pay the studio.
Of course.
Now we're down what? Down 50 cents.
So, but I'm sure we'd want to give more content. We'd probably give people like one guest episode a week and one non-guest episode a week or something, right?
Right.
People get 8 episodes a month. Probably they'd get more regularity. And that's not worth it. If you like the podcast, $5 a month, $60 a
year. But what about those people that like love the podcast, probably would pay for it, but just keep forgetting to get around.
Okay, what about
it.
This? How about this? All the major artist ones go on SoundCloud and iTunes. You can get all the biggest ones we do. The biggest ones are out there. But for the true heads, every week we put out one or two more for the heads and they pay for it.
No, that makes no sense. That's reverse.
Why?
Isn't it?
No. Because if you put out the less glamorous ones for free.
So what if you put out, what if we make Juan Epstein free half an hour? Juan Epstein pay an hour.
You could do that too.
You know what I'm saying? That way, and we save the juicy shit for it. Like once the clock goes off, we're like, all right, who'd you fuck?
That's a lot of people do that. That's another thing too. That way, the people who really, you can always get your fucking half hour. It doesn't even have to be that much. It can just be an extra 20 minutes. It can just be like a little bonus. But it's like, this is for the people who really want it. Because also they know, I mean, listen, look at Seif. He's borderline. Seif could be jobless and homeless within days.
Right.
Do you not
right.
want to support this man? Fortunately, his diet, fortunately, he doesn't eat nearly as much.
I got triplets on the way.
I know that moments ago he said kids, quote, kids aren't it.
Right.
But now.
Especially when there's three of them. They ain't it.
That's what he meant. He meant it's not it if you're having three. But I don't know. I just think we can talk about this off the air, but I think it's interesting. Tell us your thoughts. Maybe other people. Oh, you know what? We have listeners who are smarter than us. Rosenberg Radio.
Yeah.
Cypher Sounds.
No, but Twitter's not the place to get a fucking full review of how we should do this.
Well, they can email us. How about BookJuanEp?
Oh, here we go.
@gmail.com.
Right. Hey, Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Sidebar. Does that exist?
Yeah, I made it a few weeks ago. Remember? Okay. I sent you an email about it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
BookJuanEp@gmail.com.
Right.
Was it BookJuanEp or BookJuanEpstein? I can't remember. Is that a bad sign? Oh, something like that.
I want to look that up, man.
Hey, by the way, for our for our London listeners, by the way, Seif, I think it's BookJuanEp. I'm going to look. Actually, it won't be in this email. I'd have to sign into that one. I don't know which one it is. Nor do I really remember the name of the podcast, the password.
Yeah, Miami.
Yeah, look it up. I sent you an email from that address, I think, didn't I?
I don't remember.
Okay, in the meantime, guys, for our London listeners.
That's why they're not going to pay.
That because right of this there. Shit. I promise we'll be better if you pay. Is it bad if you say that? Guys, by the way, I promise there will be no shit like this if you pay. All right, don't let this last hour be an influence on you. Okay, this has been shit. This has been utter shit. But it is going to be so much better. February 28th, I'm doing an event called The Blueprint in London, England.
Yeah, what's up? People keep asking me if I'm coming with you.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're not. It's quiet for you. I'm out here. No, I tried to hook up with Juan Epstein also, but...
BookJuanEp@gmail.com.
So if you have any ideas, sponsorships you want to bring to us, BookJuanEp@gmail.com. And like I said, if you pay your hard-earned money, I promise it will not be as shitty as it usually
is. Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I need all the fans out there...
Here we go.
...to at Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
I got enough... Remember there was a talks of something with them wanting to sponsor us, right? Remember, Bobby Trends had brought some kind of?
Yes, that's right.
Then I said something about them on Twitter and they retweeted it and favorited it and wrote back to me.
No, what happened? What'd they say?
They just said like, thanks for supporting or something like that. And then I wrote back to them.
I'm following them right now. Are you following them?
Yeah, I'm following them.
All right, I'm following them. I'm in.
Let's just at them. Let's go. This is what, we know what we're about.
We're asking a lot now from our fans. We're asking them to go to podcastawards.com.
Okay.
And vote for us.
Right. Everything is on the phone.
It's so easy. Then we're asking them to go to Twitter. And we're going to ask you to at Taco Bell. Look, at Taco Bell.
Here's the deal. You, our lovely listener, do us a favor, go to the podcasting and vote for us. You cunt bitch listening, that was a fucking asshole. Wouldn't let your man listen to it all the way through, but yes, he made you. You bitch at Taco Bell. And we'll stop calling you a bitch.
Okay, here's the deal. Again, to re-up with everyone. Number one, we promise.
You're fucking gordita.
Number one, we promise you that if you pay money for the podcast, it won't be as bad as it is now. Number two, to your wife, who's sitting next to you, who you love, maybe the mother of your children.
No, not. Why do you say nothing about wives?
Girlfriends.
It's just a fucking, some weird bitch. Some weird.
Okay, whoever the weird bitch is who's with you, we promise
that
you.
She says she's going to roll the blunts, but they're always sloppy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She looks like fucking Eminem from 8 Mile. You know, Sight. She's wearing like a fucking.
Do you mean she looks like Brittany Murphy from Eminem? No, or she looks, I mean, like from 8 Mile? Actually, it looks like Eminem. Like Rabbit.
You know them type of girls, man.
That look like Eminem? No, I don't. No, I don't.
They dress like nasty and they wear ski hats.
Why would they be with this person? And I have a question.
Because she got big titties underneath that fucking weird Carhartt jacket.
Now, do you think that she is now going to want to at Taco Bell?
They're on their way to Taco Bell anyway. Where the fuck are they going right now?
But that doesn't mean...
Sonic?
But you just called her all these mean things. I don't think she's going to want to do
high. It. She's high. She doesn't know what she's hearing.
Okay, so, to reiterate, you, weird high bitch with the big tits, but kind of ugly besides them. We would like you to go on Twitter, and we would like you to at Taco Bell, and we would like you to tell them... Please contact Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg Radio because you should sponsor the one. It's so funny you say that because I met with someone that we both know from a great listener, a guy named Mark, who we both know, who loves this podcast.
Yeah, hello, Mark.
And it's so funny whenever I talk about sponsorship opportunities, the first thing that comes up always Taco Bell. Cypher, if Taco Bell was willing to spend $300,000 on this show, would you be willing to gain back every single pound eating Taco Bell? Could you get it all back?
Taco Bell doesn't make you gain weight.
That's right. It doesn't.
Taco Bell is a healthy lunch snack.
So you could find, there's room in your diet for a quick little Taco Bell once a week.
Oh, I had Taco Bell the other day when I was stressed out.
What'd you have?
I had to go back.
What'd you have?
Same old. Number three soft Taco Supreme. Well, two soft, one hard. No tomatoes. And then I tried that Frito Crunch Wrap thing.
How was it? Let me guess. Delicious.
It's delicious.
Hey, guys, turn the audio off. I unplugged it because it was popping. It's these fucking engineers, Cypher. I don't know what's wrong with them. They're fucking insane.
Oh, my God. You should have seen what was happening in the studio before you walked in.
What was happening?
Some jazz reggae shit or something.
Oh, my. What is jazz reggae shit?
Actually some dope-ass music. Sorry, go ahead.
No, speaking of reggae shit.
Yeah.
How good is this for one app? Dr. Dredd. Who owns Ross Records?
Yeah.
My first job.
Yeah.
He just put out a book. We have to have him on the show.
Oh, nice.
The book is fucking right up your alley.
Perfect.
Tales of each chapter is just like a chapter about a different reggae artist and stories about hanging out with that reggae artist.
Love it.
So we got to get him up there. We got to get Dr. Dredd up here.
Dr. Dredd.
All right. Final recap. Guys, here we go. Ready? Number one, podcastawards.com. Cultural Arts Podcast of the Year. Type in Juan Epstein. Nominate us. Number two, if you decide to pay money for the show down the road, first of all, tell us if you would do that. Email us at bookoneep@gmail.com. Remember the caveat to that. The show will be less shitty if you're paying for it. Number three, you, the nasty chick with the big tits under your Carhartt jacket, who's high and kind of dirty and armpits stink a little bit. You, at Taco Bell on Twitter and tell them to be a sponsor of the One App podcast. And fourth, fuck, I don't remember what the last one was after all that setup.
Oh.
Well, we're going to have to end it just like that. Cypher, I guess you'll give us an update soon on what's happening.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
And your career? Would you rather have the job and be fat or not have a job and be thin?
Not have the job and be thin.
There you go. There you go. So worst case scenario, you're still thin. No matter what happens, no one can take that away from
you. Let me tell you the worst part. We got to leave now. We're going to leave. I'm just going to say, hey, Carhartt, bitch.
This is directed to her again?
No.
Okay.
I want her to pay attention. The fear of going back fat is a fear I've never felt before.
Ooh.
The fear. We should get anybody out there who can help me with that.
So what, you'll just have a, now how does that manifest itself?
It's the new stress.
But when does it, man? Like, do you have a meal where you break, you slip up a little bit? And you're
I slip up all the time, but I know how to get back now. I have the tools now.
What are the tools? Knowing how to eat.
Yeah, knowing how to eat. I eat some shit. I eat some good shit.
You ever have a day when you have a full meal that's wild out?
You were last week.
What did you do?
I did that. The Taco Bell, and then I think I had pizza that day, right? Or the next day.
So you had a day that was just...
2 days. Two days of slope.
And then you just went and pulled
it back. And then the weight went up.
How much you see go
That's
up?
That's the trick, getting on that scale. Because when you see that weight go up...
You know.
The scale is it. Scale is your friend.
A lot of people don't say that. A lot of people are like, why do you get on the scale? I get on the scale every day, too.
No, you got to go every day.
A lot of people don't say it. They don't agree with that.
Because they want to avoid the number. They're scared. You're scared.
Yeah, you're scared and you don't want to be thin. But guess what? Saif, is your hard drive named Kit? Is that you?
Yeah. Don't you hate... Let me ask you something. I know we have to leave. Let's leave.
No, I want to answer this first.
Do you hate when your eyes are bad?
My eyes aren't bad.
Okay, well, let's say they were. Let's say your eyes were bad and you needed glasses to wear to read a computer.
Okay.
And you had an assistant
that
constantly, on a regular basis, points at her screen for you to read something.
And
every time she does, you say, I can't see that.
Every time?
Every time.
You can never read what she's pointing at.
Not from just like pointing and having me glance over.
Does it almost feel like she's trying to rub your blindness in her?
That's what I think. That's what I think she's doing.
She's trying to insult you.
She's trying to play me.
Question. Is this assistant, does she wear a Carhartt jacket? On that note, guys, email us, bookonep@gmail.com, Rosenberg Radio, Cypher Sounds, all that stuff. Let us know what we should do with this damn podcast.
Yo, and stop putting up the podcast.
Without telling you.
You fucking piece of shit.
I that will not happen today. Actually, you know what? If you want, just take it. You guys are putting on a jump drive for me, right? They're about to throw it on a jump drive right now. Hey, guys, fuck yourself. You, the fat bitch in the Carhartt jacket.
She's not fat.
What?
She's not fat.
Oh, yeah, no, she actually has a kind of good body.
She has a good body, but she hides it because she has
daddy
issues.
She has a good body, but she's kind of like square-shaped. But she has big tits.
She has big tits. No ass. She has no ass.
No, that's
like
fine.
She wears like, you know,
Jordache?
No, what's those type of jeans? You know, the pants.
Carpenter pants.
Carpenter jeans. She wears carpenter jeans.
Whatever. You don't really care.
And you like see her ass crack sometimes, but you're not even turned on.
No, because it's like seeing a dude's ass crack.
But when she like takes her top off, and then the cleavage is there, but it's sloppy cleavage.
Oh, that's sloppy too.
Sloppy is like her shirt is sloppy. Like the cleavage is nice.
I gotta be honest. This bitch sounds like a disaster.
Nah, she's cool.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
She sounds like a fucking
nightmare.
I
don't fuck with these type of bitches, but like you know the weed bitch. You know her, man.
I don't think she's gonna like that nickname. I just think about that.
And that's the thing. She will like it.
She doesn't even care.
She's slumped down in her seat right now.
Okay.
Like not. She's not sitting upright. Like she's slumped down. She has her Timberlands on the dashboard, and she's like, "Fuck these motherfuckers, man! They talking about me. I'm about to get a blunt."
Yo, your image of chicks who smoke weed is fucking crazy. Timberlands. She's a construction worker. Does she work for the Carpenters Union? Who is this? Does she work in the Hot 97 building? Oh man,
brush your hair, bitch. Take it out of a fucking bun every day.
And she always in a bun, too?
Always in a fucking bun.
These chicks are the fucking worst.
Bun or the ski hat? The fucking
ski hat? Not,
you know the hat on top. What do you call those hats? Yeah, right?
Oh, like a beanie? Or is he a ski hat?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what they're called.
I'm safe. I gotta be honest. It's not an attractive image. Hey, guys. We'll catch you next time. So long.
It's your fucking Slayer t-shirt.
Slayer t-shirt!